Update of the avalanche forecast for Friday, the 20th of February 2026. Outside marked and open pistes, a very dangerous avalanche situation will prevail. The danger exists in particular in alpine snow sports terrain. Earlier in the day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day it applies above the treeline high avalanche danger, so danger level 4, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. Earlier in the day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, earlier in the day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Attention, a special warning. Increase in avalanche danger as a consequence of new snow and strong wind. Natural avalanches are to be expected. The fresh snow and the sometimes large wind slabs that are forming in all aspects can be released very easily above the treeline. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found also in areas close to the treeline. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase from midday. As a consequence of new snow and strong wind, more frequent natural avalanches are to be expected. Avalanches can in some cases penetrate deep layers and reach large size, especially on steep west, north and east-facing slopes. On very steep slopes, small and, in isolated cases, medium-sized loose snow avalanches are possible. In the event of rain, this also applies at low and intermediate altitudes. And now the snowpack. 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall on Thursday. The wind will be strong in some cases. The wind will transport the new snow. Further wind slabs will form. The snowpack will be prone to triggering over a wide area. The meteorological conditions will bring about a substantial weakening of the snowpack in the afternoon. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. Somewhat older wind slabs are lying on surface hoar. Distinct weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Saturday, the 21st of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.